Chapter 7, A Well-Known Customer. Tommy and Baby Jake made a good team. Each morning, they'd buy a bundle of clarions and go down to their spot, just outside the bank where Tommy had returned the man's wallet. A week after their first meeting, Tommy paid back the 50 cents, but the man refused to take back the rest of the dollar. "That was for your little sister," he reminded Tommy. But he bought a newspaper from Tommy every morning, and so 2 months passed by. When the morning papers were done, Tommy and Baby Jake would go back to the newspaper row and buy a bundle of afternoon papers and sell them, too. They made a dollar every day, 50 cents each morning and 50 cents each afternoon, and brought the money back to the apartment. It wasn't a lot of money, but it was enough to pay the rent and to buy coal for the stove and food for the family. Jake even had a pair of shoes, the first new shoes he'd ever owned in his life. One morning, they arrived at their spot on the street a little later than usual. Baby Jake was walking up and down, selling papers to people as they tried to hurry past, while Tommy stood by the bank steps and sold to the people coming and going. His friend must have already gone in before they arrived, because now he came down the front steps with a man Tommy recognized. "Police commission to hold hearings on beer parlors," Tommy shouted, waving the paper. The man dug a penny from his vest pocket and bought a paper, and Tommy turned to the other man. "Good story about the police commission today on page 3," he said, but the man started laughing. "Do you know who I am?" he said, with a big grin spreading across his face. "Yes, sir," Tommy said. "You're Teddy Roosevelt. You're the head of the police board. That's why you should read what the Morning Clarion has to say today. You're even in it." Roosevelt reached in his pocket for a penny. "Well, young man, if I'm in the story, I guess I'd better buy a copy then." He took the paper from Tommy, folded it, and put it under his arm. Then he chuckled some more. "Besides, I have to respect a boy who has the spunk to sell a man a copy of his own newspaper." Tommy looked puzzled, and Mr. Roosevelt laughed even harder. "You know who I am, but you don't know who this is, do you? This is Robert W. Andrews." Mr. Andrews smiled. "Now, does that name mean anything to you, Tommy?" "You're the publisher of the Morning Clarion," Tommy said. "But that's why I told you it was the paper you should be selling," Mr. Andrews chuckled, then turned to Mr. Roosevelt. "But did you see how he picked out that headline just to sell you a copy? All the newsies figure out the top one or two stories each day, but Tommy will have a half dozen or more stories in mind each day, chosen so that he can fit one to each person who walks by. Newsboys are a bright bunch, but he's sharper than most." "You are you?" Mr. Roosevelt said. "Well, the day you have the story on who's setting all these fires, I'll buy your whole bundle." "Do you mean the store fires?" Tommy asked. And Mr. Andrews and Mr. Roosevelt stopped smiling and looked at him seriously. "If you could help us stop those fires, you'd be doing a very good thing," Mr. Andrews said. "Are you saying you know who this gang is?" "Not everything, but..." Tommy turned to look and saw Baby Jake up on the edge of a carriage selling a paper through a window to a man riding by. "Jake!" he called. Baby Jake finished selling the paper, jumped back down to the curb, and ran over. "What do you know about who's setting those store fires?" Tommy asked. But Baby Jake just looked at the two men and then back at Tommy. "It's okay," Tommy said. "It's not snitching. It's okay to tell what you know." Mr. Roosevelt squatted down to look Baby Jake in the eye. "Son, I understand that you don't like to be a telltale, but people have died in those fires. People who just lived upstairs from the stores and had nothing to do with them. And Ma lost her job because of the fire at Brown's," Tommy reminded him. "And Mr. Goldstein lost his whole store." Before long, Tommy, Baby Jake, Mr. Andrews, and Mr. Roosevelt were down at police headquarters on Mulberry Street. Baby Jake was still reluctant, but began to explain how the gang worked and where they hung out. When they had finished, Mr. Roosevelt walked to the front door with them. "You boys should be proud. You've done a very good thing today," he said. Then he turned to his friend. "As for you, Andrews, you should be ashamed of yourself," he declared.
"Me? What should I be ashamed of?" Mr. Andrews asked.
"Two bright boys like this, and you have them outselling papers?" Mr. Roosevelt accused him. "Is that really the best use you can make out of such talented lads?" This podcast has been a reading of Tommy and the Gutter Snipe by Mike Peterson, read by Mary Miller. The production was sponsored by the New York News Publishers Association Newspaper and Education Program and funded by the New York Newspapers Foundation and New York State United Teachers, 2009.